From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office Monday for a five-year term, assuming sweeping new executive powers and pledging to build a strong Turkey.
Yeni dönemde Türkiye
Mr. Erdogan pledged to take the country further in every area, from the economy to basic rights and liberties. In unveiling his cabinet, he appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, a former ambassador, said there's no guarantee Mr. Erdogan can effectively improve the country's economic prospects.
Regrettably, no chief executive, no matter how much power he has, can be assured of setting his country on the path to economic success. Economies are notoriously difficult to control. The Turkish economic system is at a very delicate stage.
Inflation is surging, the currency weakening, and Turkey's current account deficit is widening. In Nigeria, the main opposition party has agreed to form an alliance to field a candidate to face incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari in next year's election. A splinter movement from the ruling All Progressives Party joined nearly 40 other parties to form the alliance to challenge the 75-year-old former military ruler. Meanwhile, the army released more than 180 children after clearing them of any ties to the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. The son of former South African President Jacob Zuma has been released on bail after a court appearance Monday in which he was charged with corruption. Dudazane Zuma's case will be heard in January. He's expected to contest the charges. His father was forced to resign earlier this year amid allegations of corruption and mismanagement. This is VOA News. British